Hi everybody, I hope you have a good night. In this last talk, I'm gonna talk a little bit about one movie that I just right now finished watching it. I really enjoyed this movie. As the title of my let's talk says, its name is The 12 Angry Men, and it's a very famous movie. Despite it is an old one, it was released in 1957, and the color of the movie is, you know, uncolored, and you know, and I think you have maybe watch this movie. It's one of the toppest, you know, 10 top 10 movies in the famous list IMDb, if I'm not mistaken. Anyway, and you know, this movie is about 12 men from different social classes that were responsible and have chosen to, you know, be like a jury in a court, like a jury, to decide about one, you know, file, and a boy, 18 years old boy, that is convicted for murdering his father, and yeah, and the testimonies were taken their places, and after that, you know, the whole movie is a funny thing about this movie, that the whole movie 1 hour and you know, a half, is happening in one room, just one room, and it's funny that you won't, despite this, that the whole movie is happening in one place, in one indoor, despite this fact, you won't, you will never be, you know, bored of this movie, and that's amazing. I think that the dialogue, the conversation between these 12 men from different social classes, and that's the point, the men are from different classes, and they have their own different point of view about the world or something. And they gather together to decide about convicting this boy or not. At the first of the movie, we see that 11 of them are convinced that this boy was a murderer. No doubt about it. Just one man doubts about it. But after we go through this movie, we see that this man, number 8, you know, we don't know through the whole movie the name of these men, just by numbers. The number 8 man, you know, talks to them, and a very reasonable talks to them rationally, and tries to convince them by his, you know, reasons, that maybe it's possible that this boy isn't, you know, murderer and felon. Maybe it's not impossible, and because of that, you know, they're angry men, 12 angry men, because of that the name of the movie is chosen. You know, they talk to each other, you know, sometimes they fight, and you know, verbal fight, and they, you know, talk differently to each other, and you know, they yell at another sometimes, and They get angry sometimes, you know. They have these 12 men. Every single of these men has his own, you know, personality and personal perspective. And you know, they talk to each other to convince them. And but after the movie goes through, we see that, you know, they decide maybe it's possible that the boy is not guilty, and they you know, took bullets and something like that, and they talk rationally and to convince each other whether he's guilty or not according to their side. Some of them yet hasn't convinced that he isn't guilty. And yeah, that's the whole point of the movie. I highly recommend watching this movie despite it's being old one, but as I said, it's a very famous movie and very funny movie, you know. Just reason, just a convincing man just by dialogues and having conversation, and you know that the man's soul are important, and we have not to say that yeah, he's guilty according to testimony, no doubt about it, without seeing the whole things together, just guessing and something like that. And we see, and you know, just reasonable, talking rationally in this movie. And that's it. That's I don't want to talk too much, and I highly recommend watching this movie if you haven't watched it yet. And that's it. Thank you so much for your listening, and take care and have a good night.